Damn, did it?
Yeah, this should be a charger.
Talking to the mic. Let people know.
Oh, shit.
Let people know that your phone died.
Yeah, my phone died, man. You know what? If your phone's always charged, you ain't fucking important.
All right, stop cursing.
Why?
You got a charger case, so you look different.
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to get one, too.
I be needing this shit because I be traveling.
Oh, yeah.
You know, coming back from Atlanta.
Straight off the plane.
Yeah, so literally.
I'm straight off of doing 98 classes today, so I'm a little tired. But my boy came straight from Atlanta.
Just to fucking make sure you motherfuckers got a show.
Yes, the show must go on. Oh.
There you go.
Oh.
Hey.
Is y'all had visuals?
Y'all better be doing this fucking dance with us. Y'all better be doing the June bug right now.
Run away, I'll carbon bean, knock your legs off. Try to get away from me.
That's enough. Tell people who you are.
Hey man, what's going on? It's I am Shane Timberlake, man. No D-Rod today. I ain't been catching shit off the rebound. I've been chilling, man.
No, nothing all the, off the backboard?
Nah, none of that shit.
Whoa.
I've been chilling, man. I'm Mr. Opposite. I like no relationships in the wintertime. I'm a summertime relationship guy, so no rebounding right now.
I got written up at Taco Bell.
Stop fucking sprinkling your own shit in the taco meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like it, though. They come back.
Yo, you want to eat this donut real quick, man?
Go ahead, bro. All right, cool. We have no sponsors.
Yo, America get the bacon is nasty. One. This bacon on that shit. Americans are fucking nasty. I'm not eating a bacon one. I'm eating the fucking the Jersey cream.
I hate. Yo, fun fact. I hate donuts with filling inside. Like, I don't want nothing busting in my mouth.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Sorry, bro.
Come on.
I've said that. Like, that's like a known thing. Like, I hate Boston cream.
This is jelly, so there's no fucking bodily fluid that replicates jelly. I hope not.
Well,
get yourself checked.
Yeah, that or bacon.
Oh, God.
The bacon Boston cream?
That's nasty, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Such an American thing. That's why Americans all fucked up, put bacon on everything.
It looked like the person that I was sitting next to on the plane coming home, he definitely had a few bacon donuts. This nigga's thigh was on my leg, bro. Like, I was in a small plane. It was like, usually you get the three seats. Like, you know.
Niggas had the previous private jet that they made it
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah. We had like a Creflo Dollar used jet. Turned into a fucking like United flight. Shout out to United for the splendor in my coffee. They didn't have real sugar.
Let me shout out Waleska, who's fire, who brought in these donuts. I think her and Sarah had a conversation
about donuts.
Yeah, because Waleska lives next to a specific donut shop. Next thing you know, she comes in with a box of these gorgeous donuts,
all bacon
gorgeous
flavored.
That bacon one's gonna stay there, bro.
Yeah.
I had a Nutella donut earlier.
That shit is bacon battered.
Y'all can see this shit?
And bacon juice.
That donut is America in one fucking pastry. Nasty fucks.
If America was a pastry, it would be a bacon donut?
A bacon donut. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, we're just nasty.
Yeah, we're nasty fucks.
All right, so I...
How was your weekend? Because I feel like I have a lot to say. I feel like this is about to be the fucking Ash Madison. It's going to be the Ash Madison show.
Yeah, fuck my weekend. Yeah, I was chilling. I was following you in Panama on Instagram. And it was like, I got to see a little bit, but fuck my weekend. How was your, let's get into your shit. All
right, well, what you saw on the gram for people that do follow me is no indication of how this fucking trip went at all.
It wasn't all peaches and cream?
No. And there was no Atlanta peaches nor cream on this fucking travesty that we call a trip. It
was y'all at the Excelsior? We're at the Excelsior.
Bro, this trip was it was snake bit from the rip, bro. It was like... Before, like, I'm very, like, people that know me know that I'm very low maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm with the, I'm very minimalistic on a lot of things. Like, there's very few things that I take pride on and want in, like, name brand shit. Like, for example, like, studio equipment.
Okay.
Like, I want shit to sound professional. If I'm working with, you know, embroidery, I want to make sure my equipment, my thread is top notch. Because, you know, that stuff I'm giving to the public.
100%.
The perception of me in that regard is like, A1, I use nothing but the best. But, like, my fashion sense... Like, I know how to dress. I choose not to. I choose comfort over style.
Now, you be flying a low, though.
Yeah, like, oh, it's shit, funny because...
by accident, huh?
Yeah, like sneakers, that's pretty much, like, my main source of, like, right, style.
Really quick, you got to tell them what you have on now. My boy got on some on official... The,
not mm-hmm. something light, just
Air Max Ones.
Air Max Ones, the animal pack. Yes, nothing crazy.
Yeah, you going goat, the animal pack, like 320.
Yeah. Shit. Sunlight.
but
I'm on this trip. It's me, Panama, and it's three of his friends. So I'm like, I'm kind of like the guest in a sense, because it's more like their trip.
Yeah.
And I just came, you know, for the ride. And it was just snake bit from the rip. Like, these guys wanted to, like, rent, like, the fucking Taj Mahal of fucking, like, places to sleep in. And I'm like, bro, I'm not paying $3 trillion a night on Airbnb.
Yeah, fuck that.
Cause one thing about me too is, like, I don't, when I'm traveling, I'm never home. So it don't really matter where I'm staying at, for real, cause I'm never really home.
Yeah.
Like, as long as I have a bed and hot water, I'm kinda good.
You just on some cool shit.
Yeah, because I'm outside all the whole time.
You just need somewhere to basically keep your shit.
Yeah,
you
pretty
try
much.
To enjoy what the neighborhood has to offer.
Yeah, so then these people were like, "Yo, we need, like, space. We need, like, fucking Persian rugs on the bathroom floor."
What are they inviting porn stars?
Yeah, so that was the thing. So I'm fucking... like, "Yo, why are we so adamant about this bathroom situation?" He was like, "Oh, bitches won't fuck you if you have a nice bathroom," and I'm like,
what in the entire... Who the fuck are these guys?
I don't know. Well, I know they are, but
you
I'm saying, like...
I'm not patting myself with a bat, but I have construction being done in my bathroom, and I've, you know, had some intercourse.
Yeah.
My bathroom is being worked on construction-wise, so these niggas have high regards on bathroom. I get it. My bathroom's clean, but this whole bathroom shit...
Yeah, so then that was one thing. Then the other thing was the car situation. Like... People that know me know I own three cars.
Yeah.
They're three hoopties, but I own three cars.
Hey, nigga, if you need to get somewhere, you got
I can get somewhere if need be.
1,000%.
So these guys were, like, wanting to rent, like, a G-Wagon and fucking, like, a Hummer and, like, all this other fucking shit. And I'm like, bro,
what
I just...
What are you trying to compensate for?
Bitches.
No, but you know, like, sometimes you got to get, like, the big trucks and show off.
Yeah.
You got to compensate for something, like, chill, bro.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like, yo, like, I'm good with an economy car. Just get me from A to B.
That shit take canola oil to run and shit?
Yeah,
like,
man.
You can
just
piss in your tank and that shit run?
Yeah, just whip out your dick and just, like.
All right, there, bro. I mean, you know what? I started by saying you're a piss out. Whip out your dick.
Yeah, just fucking, you know, regular.
Oh, yeah, you need gas? Yeah, I just drank 2 gallons of water, so we straight.
Yeah, so. We're doing that or whatever, and, like, we compromise. We get, like, the manager special.
Cigarette stain burning seats and shit?
No, the car was fine. We had a regular Nissan. It was nothing crazy.
Oh, Nissans be fired.
And then we got a Jeep because we had two cars.
Okay.
And these guys were complaining, like, yo, the car is too small. Like, we can't get bitches in the car.
These guys.
And I'm like, yo, like, I was just so tired of just hearing bitches so much, because I'm trying to, like, not use that word anymore to describe women.
Yeah,
I'm trying to, sometimes it slips, but like it's not, like, in my vocabulary for real nowadays.
Agreed. You know me, man, I ain't trying to call no female, like, you know what I mean, the B-I-T-C-H word. I'm gonna say it by accident, but I'm calling somebody a son of a bitch, which is
yeah,
because they're calling somebody a mother. Oh, God.
Oh, you could be a motherfucker. I'm definitely a motherfucker.
You said a motherfucker.
I fuck all the mothers.
Everybody has kids now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I am a motherfucker. And you're a son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
So we compromise. We get the car. This is all before we fucking left to get to Atlanta. Like, this is just here. Like, everyone's like arguing and debating. So we finally get. Yeah, so we land and they're all high in the house, not doing shit. And me and Panama land, and we go straight to the Trap Museum.
That shit was, I saw the footage from that. That shit,
yeah, and like that they treated us glorious. We walked in, had some beautiful parking, like in the front. They walked us right in. They treated us to some of their finest red wine, even though I hate red wine. It was walked. They was like, here you go. And then like, oh God. They threw us in to do the tour, comped.
That's pretty fun.
After that, like, we were able to take some pictures.
Yeah, I saw some. Well, I don't know if I saw all the pictures. But yeah,
then after that, we went to the bar and then they comped us with some more drinks, some shots. We made some connects. Yeah. Like, it was A1 service. And it was off to a good start. So I'm like, all right, cool. So then after that, we went out to the after spot, because they kind of told us like what was a good spot.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was end of night one. So when we get there, me and Panama, we shared like not a bed, but like we shared a room.
Y'all motherfuckers was head to foot?
Nah, we had two beds in the room.
Okay.
So everyone else had like their own individual room.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. It's not the end of the world. Like,
yeah, let them guys get their fucking Persian rug and their fucking.
Yeah, so that was night one. So night two, we went to the gun range. I met Doug Dimmadome in the flesh.
That sounds familiar, bro. Is that a real name? Like, who the fuck Doug Dimmadome?
Doug Dimmadome. That's the cartoon guy from Fairly Odd Parents.
Doug Dimmadome.
Yeah, the nigga with the mustache and the top hat.
Oh, yo, shit.
We were driving. We were trying to find some almond milk, which that in itself was like a mission. It took me 2 days to find almond milk.
Y'all had a whole series going on. Like, yo, he's like, all they have is condoms and wrap snacks.
Yo, bro, they had wrap snack flavored condoms.
What? That's fucking nasty.
Yeah, they had that. They had kosher condoms.
Kosher
condoms. It was like a Jewish dude wearing a yarmulke.
Well, all right now.
But that was all he was wearing. And then he had a little yarmulke like covering his dick. It was like kosher condoms.
You said that were hard as hell, bro. Holy shit. What? Cover this.
Yeah, my bad. Emphasis on the dick.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Yeah, they had that. They had, mad, like, flavored condoms. It was like, but no almond milk.
No almond milk, but you can definitely get your Jimmy licked on with a fucking nacho wrap snack flavored Jimmy hat.
Yeah.
Good job, Atlanta.
Only in Atlanta, for real. Good I was job, tight, because I really wanted some cereal. I was eating that shit. I was eating that shit like a bag of chips.
Fuck with cereal, bro.
Yeah, I was having some. I wanted something to soak my Honey Nut Cheerios.
Wait, I remember I called you.
Because, you know, honey.
Oh, shit. Yeah, y'all listen to the last part. I remember I called you like, yo, I'm about to make me this bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios. I said, this guy's really on his almond milk shit, huh?
Yeah, man. It was vital. So this was shit took a turn. And this is what I was telling you in pre-production that I wanted your to ask you a question for real.
Okay.
So we go to the gun range and then Panama sets something up to meet some chick.
Yeah.
And I already knew what it was going to lead to. It was going to be something fruitful for my guy Panama.
Oh yeah. Shout out to Panama, man.
So the other three guys are out and Panama's about to meet this chick. So I'm kind of asked out where I don't have a vehicle.
Yeah.
And I don't know where to go for real. Cause all the places I want to go, like, I might get killed.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to look like food.
Yeah, you just buy yourself literally.
Yeah, especially yeah, yeah. Strip clubs, so I was like, you know what? Let me just keep it in, watch some Netflix, eat some Honey Nut Cheerios with no almond milk. I did indulge in some wrap snacks.
There you go.
Yeah. And that was my night. And I was about to take a shit because, you know, I was eating too many wrap snacks.
That took a turn there.
Oh, no, yeah, because this is where shit hits the fan, literally.
I'm about to say, no pun intended.
No pun intended. So I'm about to take a shit and Panama calls and he's like, hey man, I need the living room.
Oh,
I need you to take it to your room. Like, for me to go to my room. And I'm like,
go to your room.
I was like, fuck, nigga. Like, I'm in the middle of taking a shit. Can you stall? And he's like, no, man. Cause this nigga's like a horny toad right now. Like, he's like just thinking with his dick. So
she can't know you there?
You know, women are sometimes like, hey. You know how women are sometimes. It's like the window, and that's enough. That's going to lead to the second topic of this podcast, the window. So I'm like, all right, let me be a good wingman and just take my ass to my room, holding my poop, holding my bowels.
Now, I'm sorry, dog. I'm going to the bathroom, bro.
No, I did, but like I didn't let all finished? The shit out.
Okay,
I just kind of like took a mid shit. I was in mid poop.
There's fucking categories of shit.
Sometimes, you know, like when you in the toilet for like a good like a good 15-20 minutes.
You on your edited videos and
I'm getting my Instagram reels ready. You know what I mean? I couldn't get my reels off. So I went to my room. I was knocked out. And then I hear him going to Pound Town. And I was in the room, dark, quiet as a mouse, like, my boy's about to. So he's going to Pound Town. So this is where the question is. Okay. I'm asleep.
Yeah.
So obviously the room that we have is taken. There's three other rooms.
Yeah.
He's going to Pound Town. What do you do in that situation?
What do you mean? If I was coming.
I'm asleep in my room.
Yeah, he's getting cheeks.
He's in the living room. Yeah. He's about to get some cheeks.
Okay.
There's three other open rooms.
Yeah.
There's a chick there. Where do you take her?
Don't you go into the other rooms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would do that?
This nigga came into your room, didn't he?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, if you know that there's a chance that the other three dudes are coming in.
But would you let them know? Like, yo, I'm about to...
Hey, would you mind if I use your... I mean, if I get into it... Yeah, I would hit him up and tell him, yo, if don't be alarmed type shit. Or when you guys coming home. Yeah, I would inquire when you guys coming home. Because I'm going to get some, you know, I'm with a shorty and we're going to...
So you wouldn't wake up the person that's asleep?
No, for what?
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck do I need you for?
That's what I'm saying, to get out.
Nigga.
No, there's three other vacant rooms, so you would go...
He really just fucking with you, bro.
No. I'm asking you a question because I'm trying to
wake you up.
No. So you would go to another empty room.
100%. Okay. Stay in the living room. What the fuck?
But first, because you know the girl's not trying to get bust down in the living room.
Okay.
You would take her to a room.
Another room, absolutely.
Okay. So Panama takes her to a room.
Okay.
The guys come back.
Oh.
But Panama sent a message like, "Yo, don't be alarmed. Got a chick in the room."
I would have called. I need to hear somebody like, yo, confirm.
No. At this point, he already took it down.
Okay.
Now instead, just, you know, pillow talking in bed, whatever.
in somebody's bed just on the seat, on the silk pillows, and he got his hand on his cheek like, so yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. So he's in the room. I'm knocked out. I hear them come in. So now it's my cue for me to finish taking a shit. So
it's my turn.
Yeah, so I go straight to the bathroom. I'm finishing the other half of my shit.
Yeah.
And all I hear is the dude whose room Panama took just start flipping shit, like throwing shit around. Like, yo, what the fuck? Why are you in my room? Like, get this bitch out my room. I was just like,
the girl ain't got nothing to do with this shit.
Yeah, so it was like a whole thing. And Panama comes out like, yo, like, she's still here.
Hey, cool. Let's, out.
Yeah.
Cool out. We'll talk about this later.
Yes. And don't he was just like, nah, F this shit.
He ain't get no cheeks.
Yeah. Pretty much he did. Cornball. He did. So he's a cornball.
Super cornball.
All right. So let's call Panama.
Let's go. He is super fucking cornball for that. Hey, you know what?
Panama's going to be happy that you said that.
Oh, yo, can you at least wash my sheets for me, my nigga?
But yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said. Let's see.
Oh, shit. Is he ringing? Feedback on my headphone. My eardrum was fucking crack.
Can you hear?
No.
You don't hear anything?
No, I don't hear anything.
Why is this not working? Oh, man.
Come on, man. Oh, there we go.
There you go. Pick up the phone, motherfucker.
Hopefully he'll call you back. Nah, he's... That's my... Yo, if you my guy, if you my dude like that, if I travel with you, I'll understand. It's not a big deal.
Aww.
I tell him, send him a text. Like, we need you. Send out the bat signal, man.
Yeah, so...
Nah, you're a cornball for that. You acting mad. She's a female, man.
She was invited. We were asking everybody, like, yo, like... Because we wanted to know if the situation... If he was wrong. Because, you know, I did my part holding my bowels.
Yeah.
For him to, you know, score.
Yeah, so the dude could have been like, yo, you know what? Don't flip shit and make a scene, bro.
Yeah, he was like slamming doors. Then the girl felt frightened and like, you know.
Yeah, the female's chilling. Like, come on, chill. Don't do that shit.
Because he was basically saying she's not even spending the night. Like, you know, she has a 40-minute drive.
Did he clean? I mean, this is long late. Just clean the sheets. Change the sheets.
Yeah, we had a washer dryer in the house.
It's a rented room. It ain't like it's your fucking personal. Nah.
Yeah, so it was that's what went down. Like it felt like an episode of The Real World.
My man came in mad. He ain't getting no chaquetes. Shout out to Brian for that. Yeah. He ain't getting no chaquetes. And he was slamming shit.
Nah, so here's the thing. Like like I said, these are all his friends. So they all, like, those three kind of like a clique. And yeah, then me and Panama, I guess, are the other clique.
Yeah.
So the next morning, like, they was just, like, not trying to, like, acknowledge him and shit.
Come the fuck up. You see what women, see what people are. Come on.
This the peek behind the curtain of what niggas do. Yeah, bro. Ladies.
Let's go. Let's go.
But not me, because I was cool.
Yeah, I'm very, like you said, we're very similar and very low maintenance, chill.
Yeah.
Take one for the team.
So, the following day, I knew Panama had something set up for someone else.
Okay.
So, I kind of tagged along with the other three dudes to give him open crib for him to do what he needs to do. We're going to be out all day, and you don't even got to fucking mention it.
He with the shorty? He was with shorty still?
It was with another one.
Oh, wow. My
yeah. God. But nothing happened there.
Yeah.
And he was about to link us.
Okay.
But they wasn't really trying to have him around.
Oh my, what are you doing? What the fuck?
So I was basically telling him, like, yo, just
like you got COVID.
Yeah.
What the fuck you doing, man?
Yeah, it was mad, like mad, like I felt like I was in high school. And you gotta, and for people listening, like, I barely graduated high school because I never went to class. So when every time Ferris? Yeah. James J. Ferris is greatest.
James Johnson Ferris.
Yes. I feel like anytime I involve myself in any high school behavior, I get upset because I didn't go to high school for a reason. I don't want to experience it now. Like brought now. You back. Yeah.
I'll be honest, bro. That's some sucker shit. Like, just chill out. Reconcile. That's your boy. I'm happy he scored. I hate to say it like that. Like, I feel like a fucking douche.
Yeah.
He scored, bro. But I'm happy my friend got some action. I'm not hating on that shit, bro. Wash the sheets and end the story, mug. That's it. We'll crack on you later. Like, you nasty fuck. You had sex in my bed. Yeah, but clean the sheets. He's chilling. And after your boy, I trust my boy to be clean.
Yeah.
That's my, I know you. Chill. Ain't no big fucking deal. Come on, man.
Yeah, so then.
Sucking shit.
So that's what happened. And then fucking from there.
He excommunicated this guy.
Yeah, the whole time. So they was just like asking me questions like, oh, do you want to do this? I'm like, come on, man. Like, it's a group of us. Like, why don't you just ask the group chat so we can all do it together? So then I did a couple things with them, but it was like, you know, I was trying to, like, be the mediator.
Yeah.
And it, like I said, what y'all saw in my stories was just me trying to, like, make the most of it.
Yeah.
But
it was just... sucker shit going on in the
background. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then it leads me to my next question, and I feel like this is a good tie-in. So... The proverbial win. Oh, we have action.
Yes.
Hello, is this P South?
Oh, I can't hear him.
Oh, we can't hear you. Hold on.
Oh,
wait. Yo, talk. Nope. I can't hear you. I hear you, but I'm trying to get you on the headset.
Oh,
I'm gonna have to have you on speaker and act mad ratchet.
Wait,
talk into the microphone and introduce yourself. Tell the people who you are.
Wait, how much longer y'all recording for? Maybe it's because I'm in the supermarket.
Kind of 30 minutes.
No, we're here for a while. Just talk into the microphone. We're good.
Nah,
talk.
I'm about to be in the crib in like 5 minutes.
No, man, we're here now. We're doing this shit now.
You getting that almond milk, bro?
Let me get out the supermarket, bro.
No, you're getting almond milk.
I am getting almond milk, actually.
I bet you fucking are.
This is another rendition of Atlanta. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, you know what? It'll give us a chance to fix the phone shit.
All right, go. Get the almond milk, vanilla flavored.
Yes, that's pretty good. Of course. The coconut breeze?
Yes. All right, go do your shit and call us back because I just explained to Shane the situation in Atlanta.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah, my guy. My guy.
All right, just call us back.
Yeah, all right, we got to troubleshoot that, man. I don't know what I'm at.
I don't know what's going on with my wire here.
Because that shit came through for a few seconds, man.
Yeah. So this goes back to the proverbial window that I was wondering. Is there a window to fuck?
What do you mean?
You need a girl.
That's all dependent on the female.
But that's what I'm saying. So you see a girl, right?
Yeah.
Boy meets girl. And
classic.
Yeah. Or guy meets guy, girl meets whatever. Whatever. We gotta be inclusive now,
yeah,
you know.
What are we into, man? Fuck.
Yeah.
Animal likes animal. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Y'all meet each other.
Yeah.
And she's feeling you.
Okay.
There's a window for you to act.
Yeah. Oh, I'm slow as fuck.
Yeah, me too.
I'm slow.
But do you feel like if the window closes, is there another way to reopen the window?
Because
I feel a lot of times it's like...
It depends. Because you ever have one of those windows where it was like you said, you're mad slow. And now you're kind of, you know, you had a little drinky drink. You're feeling nice and you hit her up. And then all of a sudden, hey, stranger.
Yeah.
And it's like you got to work from the beginning now. And I feel bad. I'm in the wrong.
Yeah.
Because, yo, I'm a bit selfish. Like, sometimes when a female's feeling me and they trying to act on shit quick, I am a bit lethargic, a bit sluggish. I got a lot going on and I'm tired. I choose a lot of sleep over intercourse.
Yeah.
Because, oh, it's going to end. The sex is going to come, you know, doing what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I need some rest and we'll get to it. Hopefully, when you get to it. But on my part, it is selfish, self-realization. Because then when I finally hit him up, it's, hey, stranger. Or I feel bad in certain situations. This one's trying to be in something else with somebody else, and here I come fucking everything up.
Yeah.
Subconsciously.
Yeah.
Because I don't know it until they're over the house and they tell me.
Mm.
I was trying to be good. I was like, oh shit, I feel like a fucking piece of shit. The window is all on the female. I would always leave it up to the female.
Well, clearly, but I'm saying, do you feel as a guy, they have to strike always while the iron's hot?
Not always. So I've skipped out on situations that probably would have caused mad problems. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, yo, all right. I get worried sometimes when females want to have sex that bad. Like, what are you trying? You trying to share something?
Yeah.
Like, damn, hold on.
Yeah.
Whoa. Every day, yo, sending me, you know what I mean? There's females that send a little naked pics. OD. Yeah. I'm like, you are wild. You either, you're doing some foul shit. Like, you trying to share something?
Yeah.
But then again, some females just want to, in retrospect, they just want to have sex that bad. Now, in your opinion, What's your take on that shit?
I feel like in my situation, I feel like I always have to strike while the iron's hot. but I usually don't. That's the problem.
Oh.
Like, for example, there's this one girl that at one point she was like feeling me hard. And my situation at that time was no good. Like, brief synopsis, I was living in my car.
Oh, you was like, on some fucking...
Yeah, I was in that phase of my life.
Ash was a rolling stone.
Yeah. And shit was no good. So I'm the type of person that have a lot of self-awareness. So if I know that my situation's no good, I'm not going to bring you on.
Yeah, I'm not going to force
you. I'm kind of like just got to work and figure things out. Now, today, I'm kind of in a way better position. And she married.
Okay, listen. Phone got all loud. You got to see that video. Holy shit. All right, go ahead.
But as I'm saying, she's married now.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times, married women do step out. But
was it the married woman that had to do with the red hair? Some shit like that?
With the red hair?
The husband has like red hair or some shit?
Yes, that's her. And he has blue hair.
It's blue now?
Well, yeah.
We had that conversation coming back from. Where did we come back from?
Probably from
Queens.
Yes.
We just come back from Queens. You had to shoot with Ant. I remember that story.
Hopefully she doesn't hear this episode. But hi.
Hey.
You know who you are.
Hey now.
So yeah, like it's kind of like that's a window that's closed. Or there's another window when there was a girl who invited me. She was going to fly me out all inclusive to Puerto Rico.
Oh, you was about to get pissed on.
Nah. It was during Super Bowl weekend.
Get flewed out to get pissed on.
Yeah, I was going to get flewed out and chewed out. That's a callback from the Vagabonds podcast. But yeah, I was going to get flewed out and chewed out. And I missed the window. And now she's married to some nigga that looks like Carrot Top.
You know, you ever hear the whole, remember Good Luck Chuck?
Yes.
he would get with a female and they realize like, hey, you know, I had a good time while we had it, but I realized that I don't want to be in these situations where we're actually nothing. Yeah. They always realize what they don't want and they go get what they want. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, there you go. He's setting them up for suck sex.
Hey, yes, I'm the king of that.
What, setting them up for suck sex?
Yes.
And I'm not saying that word wrong. I'm saying it actually. Sucking sex. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like the window has to be like.
For that, getting flown out, the window got to be quick. But I'm telling you, there was a chick. Shout out to my boy Vin. Me and my boy Vin were chilling. And there was a female. She was going nuts with the nigga. At a certain point, I ain't want to look no more. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, run a 90th naked pic today. You're doing wild shit in the tub. But then she was like, yo, I want to fly you out to San Diego. Then my boy Vin was like, yo, because everybody think me and Vin look just alike. But he got like the Viking man bun. And people still think we're fucking twins. But I'm like, yo, he's like, yo, they got to flow. You got to fly us out. She's like, I'll fly you and your brother out. I was like, oh, shit. He's like, yo, how are her friends? Are her friends hot? I said, I wish I could show you, but every video is her doing some wild shit in the bathtub.
Hey.
I don't want that window. At least she's clean. She was old. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. They can just be, you know, you ever hear of a lemon scented shit? You can put lemon on top of shit. It's still shit.
A little bit of lemon. Oh, yeah, you can put a lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, you never know what the fuck. Because she was old. It was like, all right, what do you have that you want to share? Because it was crazy, yo. I was getting a naked fucking actual like self-sex video every day. As a man, in the beginning, it was fire. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, I'm the man.
You had the premium only.
She set it up that way. What the fuck?
Yeah, the promo code and everything.
Snapchat? I think I might have one sitting in there. I ain't even going to do that. Mm. Yeah, y'all like, Stop. Enough.
So OD on the naked pictures and videos is overkill.
I'm like, okay now. Like, yo, hey, you know what? I want to thank the Lord that I do attract females who would love showing me their beautiful vessels.
Yes.
And to make a man spiritual. But yo, my, all right, motherfucker, damn. I'm not getting, I don't trust you. Flying me out to San Diego and fucking kill me and shit. You know what's fuck with me? I watch too much murder mystery, bro. That's my problem. I'm ruining my life now.
Yeah.
I hear a little noise in the background. I think it's some fucking hooded guy about to do some wild shit. I'm fucked up. I stopped watching them shits, man. Fuck zombie movies and murder mysteries. Fuck me all up.
Mm. There probably might be a zombie at the window.
Oh, come on. Oh, that window?
The window of opportunity.
I'm jumping out the window at this one.
Yeah, Ron Brown's the pussy.
That's a great question. Well, that window question is like an everyday. I want to ask females a question, and if they, we can actually answer maybe on the next pod, or they can hopefully listen in and say it. What is your preferred window? Do you get a little thrown off if the guy takes it too fast, or are you the type that if I'm throwing it, take it right away?
Yeah.
Are you like, oh, this nigga too fast? But then again, it's always like a, not a double standard, but it's just like, why'd you offer it, and then now the guy wants it fast, like, and then you're a little thrown off by it. I'm thrown off. Like, why? It's an honor that you want me to fillet those cheeks.
Yeah.
But then it's just like, but then it's just like, yo, all right, I'm so mad I used that fucking term, fillet those cheeks. But then it's just like, yo, man, I don't know.
I feel like the window is like, is quick, bro. Like, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
I feel like if you don't take it, because I've squandered a lot of vagine in my day.
Oh, 100%. I've closed enough windows to cover a fucking high tower building, whatever the hell you call that shit.
Yeah.
I've closed elevated doors, man.
Nigga, I'm window dressing. I'm window shopping.
Fluffing the curtain.
Yeah, I'm window shop. I'm a window shopper.
Yo, I done put the stick in the window. You ever see somebody put the stick in the window to lock it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been sticking windows for a long time. I feel like, I don't know, I like aggressive females. But then sometimes it's like, yo, every day now? What do you want to share? Tell me.
See, I never thought of it that way.
Let me see your health records.
So you definitely need to see paperwork?
It would be nice, to be honest. So I have to provide paperwork, too. This a female I used to rock with. She was dope as hell. We presented paperwork before we had, like, you know, casual. I appreciated that. Like, yo, we're both clean. It's dope as hell. So I appreciate
that. It's
like
a COVID test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Similarly, a little COVID test. Like, yeah, you ain't fucking up. But the whole thing is like, these females, like there's certain females that I dealt with, aggressive, but there's levels to aggression. Like, yo, I feel like you're gonna kill me in my sleep.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just feel like now, as a single man, I feel like I need to get inside the window more.
There's gonna be some windows opening, man.
I don't know, man. One window almost presented itself in Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah, but it wound up closing rather quickly.
Oh, she opened it and closed it? Hey.
Yeah, she did. It was like, I guess she needed the room was too stuffy. So she opened the window.
Open the window real quick.
And then, like, she literally, because we met earlier in the day and we agreed we were going to meet up that night. And then she was like, yeah, I can't meet.
Well.
So it was like, because it was like, opening, yeah. I feel like if we would have continued from meeting there to continue the evening, well, the afternoon, it would have been cool. Yeah.
So you guys had that gap in between where other stuff was.
We had other business to attend to.
Okay.
That you know that's actual like real fruitful business.
Yo, if you would have sent her that nip slip, she would have been like, "All right, I'm coming over now."
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like hey, I thought, because she was adamant in the DMs, like, "Yo, let's hang. Let's you know, I'm with it. Like, come on, we hanging out." Hey. And I'm like, "Okay, this is a little aggressive." I'm like, "Yeah, like let's," especially because you know the other three were acting like
douchebags.
Yes,
I got to use
because Panama was still trying to like, "Oh, we should link with them." I'm like, "Ah, no." No.
Yeah, it's not. There's some stuff you don't know.
Yeah.
Now, quick question. Didn't you either? It's either in LA or Atlanta, or maybe both. I know you were going to link with a model. Was it in LA? Remember you had some clothing? LA.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. She actually hit me. I thought you had a model you were linking with. Yeah, she actually hit me telling me that she was going to do the shoot.
That's dope.
Rather soon. And I'm flying out there. We're supposed to, I'm supposed to do an interview with her.
When do you go to LA, man? I'm trying.
Valentine's Day week.
Oh, go.
Yeah, we're going to go there. We're going to go to Mexico.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me about it.
Yeah, I'm going to be on a bunch of edibles.
Holy,
we're going to have an interesting interview there as well.
Bruh, please, yeah. Tuned in. I can't wait to hear
We might get canceled that episode. Yeah, because...
I'm going to be honest with you, yo, negativity spreads fast, man. Whatever.
Yeah, because she means well, and we have polar opposites on thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, she's an extreme feminist.
Feminism.
And I'm just an asshole. So it's going to make for good banter. And we're going to piss off a lot of people.
Yo, remember that meme? That feminism goes out the window when you need to get that shovel, that snow
oh,
shovel.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Screaming. The other one, too. Bills need to be out. That feminism go out the window quick.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to all the feminists out there, man. You guys are rough. You guys are like the Nazi vegans, man. Vegans are mean as fuck.
Nah, some of them
I never met a real... You know, I don't think I've ever encountered a feminist before.
Oh, I have.
I've never in my life had.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why the Vagabonds no longer exist.
Oh shit!
Yeah, they were out there.
Really? We gotta get into that one day.
Yeah, they get really pissed.
Wait, so was it a host that?
No, it wasn't necessarily a host. It was they got a hold of my podcast and they didn't like what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were
so
out
there. So there goes the freedom of speech, huh?
Yeah.
Motherfucker. I get it. It's cool. I mean, some women just have their thing, man. You know, can't, you know. Not really quiet.
I wish you had the visual for what you just did. It was funny.
What did I do?
No, just fixing the microphone. Yeah. Just subtle. It was just like.
Why were all my teeth out of my mouth just now? I peeped that. My teeth were cold. I was like.
Yeah.
Yo, I can't wait till we get the cameras rolling. Holy shit.
Yeah, man. They opened up the check. They gave us a nicer room.
We got the office now. Shout out to Sarah on the boards.
Yeah, she helped us out immensely.
We got wait till y'all see it. We got the nice little TV in the background. We're going to have like OnlyFans subscriptions just fucking popping in the background.
Yeah.
Get my COVID bay on the screen. You feel me? Joking.
Maybe.
Sometimes.
I don't know, man. That window is important. I feel like
you bring up some real life shit that you don't. That makes me think, and that's important.
Cause I've went back in my memory banks, and I've squandered, like I said, a lot of vagina in my day, and it's all because of me moving like very slow. Even now, I have something potentially that I think could be like fruitful, and yeah. I'm moving at a snail's pace.
You know what? But you're, what are you moving fast? You're moving fast in your endeavors.
Oh right? Yeah, because so that's what I'm saying. Right now, all I'm focused on is like losing weight and like.
Yo, you're doing well. You got the accounts. Taco Bell has you on like a fuck. Yeah. You're on call.
Yes.
This is the first man on call for Taco Bell. Like, yo, we need somebody for the midnight shift.
Yeah, no, I can't. I got a new job. Yeah, okay. I do overnight shifts at Bed Bath & Beyond now.
Oh, my man, stacking yeah. the fucking feminine soaps down there.
Yeah, I definitely steal soaps.
You moved up.
Yeah.
You went from slipping on Taco Meat to slipping on soaps.
Yeah, and linen. They got some good linen there.
I need to go over there and get
yeah,
some
like some satin linen.
Some satins.
Yeah. And Atlanta is very racist.
Where'd you go in the sticks? Like,
we went everywhere. I was in East Atlanta. So that was like the hood.
Yeah, I heard it.
I was
East
in
Atlanta.
And out.
That's
yeah.
what six, what is my man, Black? Six Black?
From East six Black?
I never get Black. It right. Six Black?
His K name
Black.
Is Black.
The
Six Black? Yeah.
Man, Six Black's cool, man.
Yeah, I was there for like a couple minutes, and I was like, I need out. Then I was in Decatur.
Decatur was greater.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Northwest Atlanta, downtown.
Where's the most fucked up spot? My pops is out there. East. I forgot where he's at. I think my pops is in Stone Mountain. He's out there.
Yeah, it was, yeah, like Doug Dimmadome. His mustache looked like he was waiting to say nigga. Like he was in the position. He was like, yeah, yeah.
An hour later?
Yeah. Then their accents are pretty funny. Every time you'd say something, they'll be like, mm-hmm. I reckon.
There was a. Oh, you was in the off. I'm out. Somebody say, I'm reckoning. Wait for the thing. You know, they spit the
little chew. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm gone. I don't know. Put it like this. I don't know where anything outside like Atlanta. My aunt lived in. Me and B went out to Conyers, Georgia. And we were chilling. We was out like 15 minutes from everything. We went to a mall, and everybody was just hey, nice sneakers.
I almost got they almost caught a lick on me.
I mean, you told me you got.
Yeah, I was looking. I was looking for fucking milk, and I had on my Yeezys, and like I guess they'd never seen them before. They was like, hey. He got on some Yeezys. And that was like,
I'm like, he's a fake. I'm out.
Nah, as soon as he said that shit and I was about to go into the fucking gas station, I turned right around. I was like, I don't want no milk. We go home.
I'm not into that, bro. I'm not into that. I ain't trying. I'm not even home right now. Y'all want some extra stuff? That's what I'm saying. Out there, you know, they were like, nah. I went to, I don't know what mall I went to. Everybody was really cool. The hood part, I mean, when we went to, like, before Blue Flame became too touristy.
Yeah.
We was in the Blue Flame and that shit was fire. Shout out to the Blue Flame, baby. That was fire. That $5 lap dances.
Oh, they had that. Oh, where I was at? I was in Penthouse.
The Penthouse?
Yeah.
I think I saw a little bit of footage.
Bro, I was there and the dancers were giving me mozzarella sticks.
Those are some nice
ones. Yeah, they were very kind.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, and
then
yeah, that's what they said. And it was like,
Hey, let me tell y'all. So we get in there, right? You know they know we're from New York. How we speak, of course.
Oh yeah.
And so when we walk in, a dancer out here explained what a pile is, right? A pile is a group of females that make bread together. So say me, you, and Panama are showering three girls. Mm-hmm. That's their pile. So as soon as we walk in, there's three dudes, like dudes from 8-Ball MJG. The music was fucking dumping. I was like, this is home. So they were spreading that money. Boom, I go to the bar. Beautiful. Gorgeous woman at the bar. I said, hey, can I get a little Hennessy and Coke? Anything for you, shawty. I started blushing. I was like, oh my God. So the hospitality is so crazy. I was like, oh shit, can I get some soda here, baby girl? They gave me like a gallon, like a mason jar filled with liquor. Then you're the most beautiful man I've ever seen. I was like, all right, you can stop lying to me, but I'll take the $5 lap dance. Yo, the bounces are bigger than whatever.
Yeah.
You can't touch. I'm not an overly toucher anyway. Like, yo, it's art to me. You know what I mean? What did Drake say? Whoa. What did he say? What's that line he had in that fucking song I played the other day? If pole dance is an art, you know how many fucking artists I know? Pole dance is an art to me. And these women were caught like, yo, beautiful, beautiful. Bodies were all beautiful. The music, trap, heavy trap, rubber band, man. Wow. I was like, yo. Yeah. Then I go back to the club I bounced at and was like, this is some fucking bullshit. This is terrible. I need some shit.
Yeah.
Bro, this shit was shaking. Yo, shout out. Wait. What class is this?
The class I'm looking at, we had that shit shaking like the blue flame, yo.
Really?
Once you see the video. Once you see the video, shit nuts. I had a class like this shit.
I reckon. That might be the name of this episode.
I reckon the window.
Yeah, man. I just hope that, oh, this also happened to me. So I'm away from here, clearly. So that means I can't do my radio show. So this could kind of close us out because this is a good conversation in itself.
What's the name of the radio show?
Let's talk about it.
Tapping Radio.
Right? Yeah, Tapping Radio every Saturday from 12 to 2. Shameless plug. So my co-hosts, Hot Rod and Bliss, ask the public, is there such thing as a 10 when in the rating system?
Okay.
So I say there's no such thing as a 10. Because to me, 10 is perfection. Panama actually disagrees.
There's a 10.
Do you believe in a 10?
Absolutely.
How?
You can have someone that's around. All right, you're going all looks or be combining?
No, wait. Well, I'm talking, because he's going off for all looks. As a
nah, I need person. Personality.
No, but he was just specific. Panama was specifically only talking about looks, and I'm like, there's no such thing as perfection. Like maybe your areolas are too big.
That's hilarious.
Like maybe your middle finger toe sticks out longer than your fat toe.
Like mine? Hey.
Yeah, I'm not looking at your feet. Sometimes like your nostril, one nostril is bigger than the other.
Nah, but put it like this.
That means there's no such thing unless you're building.
It's a 10 in your eyes.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but the beholder's blind. I wrote that. Don't take that.
I like that.
Yeah.
We'll put it like this. So, say for instance, there who was it? I was in a relationship with this girl named Ori. Ori was like a 9.5. Ori was gorgeous, beautiful, so dope of a woman, and her personality made her a fucking 13. I don't know if that's possible. But she was like scraping it, but everything, you know what I mean? It was so dope. From the soap she used, like it was just, oh, I don't know.
I'm trying to see if I could find the sliders we used to describe everything. Let's see if I had it here.
Personalities make a lot of
personality was there. I don't even think we had it in here. It was personality, looks, communication, drive. And it was
always going to be something missing, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it was another thing. Yeah. I forgot what it was. So we rated everyone, and of course, my looks were. They gave me such a low score on my looks.
Oh wait, they were rated. They gave.
They we rated each other.
Ah, oh, come on. I think so y'all motherfuckers just roasted each other.
No. So the girl rated us, and then we rated the girl. Yeah. So I got a 7 in looks, and I'm like, damn, come on, we could have gave me like a
7.5. That's not bad. Though.
I feel like I'm working on myself.
I'm sorry, I gotta fix my boxes. Oh shit, it caught.
Let the people know.
What?
That you fixed your
box. I had to fix my box. You don't have to edit that shit out. I had to fix my boxes real quick.
No, we don't get paid to edit.
Hey, I've been coaching for 9 hours, my guy. I'm gonna fix my boxes.
Oh yeah, for sure. So. Fucking, I got rated a 7 in my looks, and I got rated a fucking 5 in my personality. What the fuck?
If you add them together,
okay. Oh. We have action.
But if you add the 7 and the 5 together, you're straight.
Is this P South?
Oh, what happened to the wire?
Come on, what is this with the wire? Talking to the mic. All right, I'm going to have to fucking do this shit, Matt Ratchet. All right, so we were talking about the window. First of all, you know what window I'm talking about, right?
Wait, talking about what?
The window.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, Shane, tell Pam what you think about the window.
All right, so I'm slow as fuck, bro. I be chilling. And, like, you know, a lot of my windows have closed, but I'm not going to lie. I can reopen some windows. And I subconsciously have ruined situations because I opened the window. Like, you know, when a female comes over, they're like, yo, I'm trying to be good and be faithful. I didn't know you had somebody. Why are you letting me open the window? So, but yeah, I think the window, of course, is all on the female. And I've let some windows shut. I'm not saying I can't reopen them, but yeah. I don't know if that explains what the fuck I think about a window, but yeah.
See, I feel like the window, once it's closed, is closed.
Now, fortunately, I'm able to.
Nah, open the window. I wouldn't say that. Okay, so some windows they could be pried open. Like, for real. Like, some windows, they just require a little bit of elbow grease. Like, yes. For real. Yep. Like, you get what I'm saying?
I reckon. Absolutely. Like,
$5.55
Oh, shit, that's what we have.
Yeah, so then I was telling Shane about your situation that with old girl.
Hey, bro, I'm gonna tell you straight up, man. They corny, yo, for that, bro.
Don't even get into that, yo, Shane. Yo, honestly, bro, nigga, not just because I'm on the phone.
Nah, what's your take on that? They corny for that. If you my boy, then I'm gonna let you slide. You don't know what it is like, yo. I'm happy that you got your shit off. I'm happy for you. You know what I mean? Them dudes, you can't be mad.
Yeah. I even explain the scenario to a woman, bro. Even to a woman, you know, I left out a couple of details, but you know, more or less.
Hey, yo, I know a friend.
Yeah.
Her words was like, her exact words, it said, that's some real female energy. He's a whole bitch for that.
Hey, I call it sucker shit, man. Some sucker shit. I'm like, yo, I want to see you win. You got some? Shit. You inspiring me. You get mad over that shit? Come on.
At the same type of time, bro, because, like, regardless if it's a situation like that or one in a professional manner or whatever, I like to see my niggas win.
1,000%.
And if I could throw the assist for the alley-oop, my nigga, then that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that. That energy of, you can tell it's straight, I'm mad that I didn't get no action and you did. And you know what I mean? And I heard you threw out the warning, too. Like, hey, fellas, heads up.
My nigga, I gave these niggas definitely, like, I even gave a hypothetical heads up. Like, yo, if in the event that transpires here, like, this is... with the actual heads up text. You get what I'm saying? Before the niggas even got back to the spot. Like, I is no scenario that played out in my head that I foreseen that being an issue. Especially because if you know me, you know my character, and you know that without a doubt, I would do the same.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Man. Nigga, this is why we gotta travel together, man. Fuck that.
Yo, Shane, nigga, say less, bro.
I'm easy going. I'm chilling.
Even in regards to that situation, bro, I already displayed my character by even me compromising. Because it's not really a compromise to me, because I don't care. But quote unquote compromising comfortability of the accommodations to make sure that everybody else was okay. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. Hey, look, I'm on your side with that shit, bro. Yeah. I'm on your side. And Ash having to take his shit had me rolling on. He's like, I held my shit in for my guy. Yeah. He's a real one, dude. I held my shit for my guy.
I had no idea, bro. Honestly, like, even when I called him, he was in the middle of taking the shit. I was like, oh, damn. I was going to, like, loop around a block a couple times, but, you know, he handled it.
He said he literally cut that shit short and clenched those cheeks and took a nap.
Yeah.
I was screaming.
But yeah, I'm gonna call you back when this shit's over.
My God, good talking to you as always, bro.
Yo, Shane, as always, my brother, we gotta get up, son, for real.
It's well overdue by now.
Son, I don't think the world ready for it.
Nah, yo, it's gonna, all us three together is gonna be pretty dangerous. It's gonna be great to watch.
Hell yeah, say less, my nigga. Let's get it.
Yeah, all right, my guy.
All right, bro.
It's gonna be dope.
All right, y'all. Later.
Yeah, we gonna be trouble.
So back to this 10. Because I should ask him this too, but fuck it. I wasn't trying to hold the
phone. Yo, if you add the 7 and the 5, you're 12.
No. Well, no, no, no. So basically, it's like the slam dunk contest. Because it was 5 sliders. And obviously, 10. If you get 10s in some stuff, like,
but it your total's
50. But that kind of tells you, like, you know, your rating system. That, like, if a 50 is like a perfect 10,
yeah,
like if you got like a 48, 46, that's like in the nines, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I did the math, and overall, I got, I was in like the nines for like me as a person, okay. But like it wasn't because of my looks,
bro. Wait till you get that. Yo, you working on your body, you're gonna be out here looking like Morris Chestnut.
Nah, well, he doesn't have hair.
Oh, all right. Well, Fabio, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, bro. That whole rating system, bro. I don't know about that shit. Like, I mean, don't rate me, man. I think I'm a strapping young gentleman. I don't care what you have to say.
That's what the ugly people say.
I guess I'm a fucking ugly man. Then, like, yo, I don't give a fuck.
I think the ladies are back to differ. I don't know, man. Like, I'm just really sad that I got rated. Everyone go to my page and just leave a number. Matter of fact, go on to No Cosign Podcast and just leave a number.
Just leave a number, and it's for Ash.
Yeah.
Cause rate me.
I'm going to see a lot of threes. Twos and threes, like zone defense.
Yeah, man.
That's bad. How my personality get a five?
You're fucking hilarious, but you don't give a fuck what you say.
Yeah, that's probably why.
You don't give two shits.
I gave one.
Yeah, one and a half.
Yeah, that half, like.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah.
I gave one and a half shits, tell you that.
Yeah, but let people know who you are.
All right, man. So I am Shane Timberlake, and just a guy, philanthropist.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you philanthropizing? Does that even work?
I don't give a fuck what I'm philanthropizing now.
This what they be doing at the nine?
If I say it was the costume they wanted to wear at the nine,
I'm not wearing
this
shit.
This song would be on repeat for 45 minutes. This song might be 45 minutes. It's long as hell. People really used to get their rocks off to this shit.
I still get my rocks off to this shit.
I would shoot my radio if that shit came out.
Why?
I don't know, bro. I'm just fucking weird.
I like it.
They still got a rocket in the background. That shit's mad. What do you call that? It's just mad invasive, whatever.
Yeah.
They don't turn.
Yeah, just, follow me. By now, y'all know who the fuck I am. I'm not Shane Timberlake. I'm about to make offense that it's going to be, I'm not Shane Timberlake. I'm going to just take all your pictures, cut your head off, and just post mine on it.
Yeah. That's when you know you made it, when they make a fake page with you.
Yeah. I'm not Shane Timberlake. Follow me there.
Yeah, we're both the Leo boys, man.
Yeah,
man. Wait, real quick. What are we naming this episode, though?
I reckon.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm is going to be in parentheses.
I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, did you call that shit Atlanta, man?
Just call it Atlanta?
Just call it Atlanta.
All right, fuck it. It's called Atlanta.
Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Straight up. ATL shouted. ATL shouted.
Mm-hmm.
I need a nap.
Me too.
I love y'all, man.
I don't.
Shit. Fuck. You guys are going to get your t-shirt soon, too, I promise.
No, we're not.